Hi, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle and Joshua. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
If you've been listening to us for a while, you know how this works. We pick two things that are usually bad, but sometimes good, and then we decide which one we would rather do. All decisions are absolutely final, and majority wins.
Boom.
So let's get right down into it. Today's topic is stub your toe once a day or get a paper cut once a day.
All right.
Danielle.
Chris.
Which, between these two, I mean, inarguably, both of these are just absolutely terrible. But between these two, which do you think sucks more?
Well,
I mean, this is every day.
I have a question. So, because I get paper cuts at work on a pretty regular basis because I'm constantly dealing with paper. But when it comes to the paper cut, like, is it on your hands? Like, and then when it comes...
It's a random place.
Okay. So...
I mean, it's not like your stomach or anything. I mean, you actually have to be handling paper, so
okay.
It's going to usually be your hands or your arms, but it's not like it just happens.
Okay.
Just normally.
If I don't touch paper, can I avoid this altogether or no?
No.
Okay, it'll just magically appear.
It will just magically appear somewhere randomly on your body.
Awesome. Okay. And then when it comes to the toe stubbing, is this like a barefoot toe stubbing? Am I wearing shoes? Like, what's going on with that?
No shoes.
Ugh.
Either socks or barefoot.
All right. And
none of those, like, big, thick wool socks. I'm talking, like, cotton dress socks. There is no protection.
Okay, fair enough. And, I mean, is this something that over time could potentially break my toe?
No, I don't think, no. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not, you know, there's going to be a range of pain for both of them.
Yes.
Because some paper cuts, you know, don't hurt that much. Some are really annoying and never go away. And so each one is going to fluctuate in that range,
okay.
But you're never going to like stub your pinky toe and your foot falls off.
Well, I wouldn't expect that, but I do have a girlfriend that one time walked into a piano bench and it totally broke like two of her toes. So,
oh shit.
Yeah, and I mean, I have walked into like the feet of furniture and stuff, like I've walked into the corner of my bed before and that fucking hurts. Like it's bad business.
Yeah.
So,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so my first
Joshua, do you have any questions?
I do. Mm. I do have a question. Does anyone know if bad toilet paper can give you a paper cut?
I'm going to say, for the sake of argument, that yes.
Oh, no!
Yes, it can.
You can cut
oh,
your
Jesus.
Bum.
You can cut your bum. Give yourself another crack.
Huh.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. So, I mean, initially, I'm thinking stub your toe is probably worse pain in the moment.
Mm.
But then goes away quicker. Whereas a paper cut, I don't know. I remember those things just lasting, you know, it just stings forever.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're using your hands and you're touching things. And then you're every time you fucking wash your hands and your bandages are falling off.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, you have to have bandages on. Whereas if you stub your toe, like, you're not going to band it. You know, you might ice it, but probably just, like, cry a little bit and then go on with your life. I mean, be super tough and not even notice and just flex.
Yeah. Just show your sweet pecs.
show my sweet pecs. So, but I don't know. I don't have a good, because I really hate both of these things.
I'm going to be honest.
Ooh, and then.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, ooh, and then there's like cardboard paper cuts.
Oh,
or
with the double slice
oh, Jesus.
Because it's fucking corrugated? That is the worst.
Yeah, or like manila folder paper cut, or the paper cuts that go really slow so you can like feel the paper in your body. Like,
so
that just sounds terrible.
I'm still harping on my butt.
Yeah.
Because honestly... The two things that handle paper most on my body are my hands and my butt.
Yep.
So
yeah,
Ironically, when my butt is handling paper, my hand is simultaneously handling the same
so
paper.
So I'm at a big disadvantage here as a lady with lady parts.
Because you use toilet paper way more.
Oh, yeah. So I would say that if this is going to be fair, then the lady parts need to be off limits when it comes to the paper cuts.
Okay, fine. Lady parts.
Yes!
And, yes, you know, butts are fair game. if this podcast has taught us anything, it's that butts are fair game. But
for everything.
But in this case, none of the good front bum bits.
All right, no, nothing in your front butt. Glad to hear that.
Right. Hmm.
All right.
I'm thinking stub your toe. This is where I'm sort of leaning.
I'm going paper cut.
And really?
Why are you going paper cut?
Why? Of course you're going paper cut.
This is such an obvious one. Why are you going paper cut?
You know, it's just, I don't know, man. When I stub my toe, it's like, it ruins my whole fucking day. I paper cut my hands all the time at work. I cut myself off.
Really? It ruins your whole day?
It does, dude. It does. It's so painful to me. I don't know if I have excessively, like, sensitive feet. I have super heat sensitive feet, so it doesn't surprise me that I would also have, like, stub sensitive feet. But, and can I just put this out there? I know that you guys always accuse me of just disagreeing with you on purpose, but Joshua did not give his opinion up to this point when I said paper cut. So I had...
That's true. You had a...
I had
you,
no
you didn't
way
know.
To know where he was going with it.
So now we know you just like to disagree with me. It doesn't really matter what Joshua says.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let me tell you where I'm going.
Because it sounds like it's pretty simple for you.
Oh, it's very simple for me. Okay, so as everyone who listens knows, I go to the gym a lot.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also have two cats. Did you know that?
I didn't. Do you want to talk about them a lot?
Wow. I think we should spend an entire episode talking about me going to the gym. And having two kids.
Oh, that's every episode. Joshua's weightlifting has gotten to the point that I had to bring his wedding ring to be replated because he doesn't take it off when he lifts weights. And it's so thrashed. It's just like scratched and scraped out.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Joshua.
Okay. I can't get it off. My knuckles are all fucked up from years of cracking my knuckles.
From years of lifting so many weights with your knuckles.
And your cats.
That's not the point. That's not the point. What I was saying was when I'm at the gym and a callus breaks, immediately
because
paranoid, neurotic, I immediately think like, oh, today's the day I'm getting hepatitis. By touching some gross bar that someone has sweated all over.
Yep.
I'm just saying that.
And so if I have paper cuts on my hands...
Yeah, you're getting a disease.
That's gross. Yeah, I'm getting something. That's just... No, that's bad business.
Your hands heal the quickest of anything on your body. I mean, a paper cut only lasts for like 2 days.
Yeah, but you're going to have... That means you're going to have...
Stubbing your toe only lasts for like 10
right.
minutes.
If a paper cut takes 2 days to heal, which... This is my skeptical phase.
Yeah.
That means you'd have 3 paper cuts constantly in various stages of healing.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Oh,
that
God.
Would, yeah, that'd be...
Okay, and then also, I've got more to back up this.
Yeah, show us your facts, Joshua.
The more you hit something, the more scar tissue builds on it. And the more it can withstand.
This is what I was gonna say this, but you're doing a good job, so go ahead.
Like Jackie Chan's head, you could just break fucking bricks on that guy's head because he's hit his head on so much shit over the years. And so I feel like your toes would eventually get to that point.
And like, what's that scene in? I mean, this is a fictional movie, not a real thing, but in Kill Bill,
she's breaking out of the coffin.
Yeah, when she has to do the thing with their hands, like the fingers touch the board, and then like she slams her knuckles into it, and like she breaks things.
Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there that was on Mythbusters, and you can't do it. You can't get enough strength. Especially, I'm sorry, Uma Thurman, 6 foot tall, 125 pounds. No.
Except the myth...
It might be true that a person can't do that, but it is absurd. Or could not do that, but it is absolutely true that your bones get scar tissue and calcification from being repeatedly hit.
And, just for the record, Mythbusters couldn't get training from Master Fishu, or whatever his name is, because he died.
It was Pai Mei.
Fishu, Pai Mei, like, potato, potato.
Pikachu.
Master Pikachu. Because he died on a fish bone.
Yeah, no, he...
As everyone knows.
Poisoned fish heads. Jeez,
I thought it was a fishbone.
Am I the only
Jesus,
one that
have I even seen
movie?
The fucking movie?
So apparently not everyone knows.
Thanks for ruining it, Danielle. Spoiling the ending for all of us.
I'm like
spoiler alert for the 15-year-old movie.
God. So yeah, no, I completely agree. Like it's gonna be short lived. Like I'm gonna hit my toe and it's gonna hurt like the dickens. Which apparently hurts a lot, and then it's going to go away, and then the next day, it's going to hurt, like, even infinitesimally small bit less, but still a bit less, to the point that, you know, in you know, 10 years, 5 years, 5 years, my feet are just going to be mangled, like, just stumps of blobby scar tissue, and I probably won't even notice.
I said they will be able to withstand
so much trauma. Though. Yeah. Mm. You can just like, ooh, and then I could like join like a fighting, like a kickboxing ring where I just use my bulbous scar tissued feet to work my
what a weird toe
wrestling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's got to be like toe wrestling or something.
Okay, so maybe this is just because I'm a woman, but like okay, so my feet are not, like, the most attractive feet ever, but I make an effort to try to make my feet look more attractive, like getting pedicures and that sort of thing, because I wear sandals, and I wear, you know, during... It's the summertime right now when we're recording, and, you know, people might see my feet. Like, if I...
Sure.
If I stubbed my toe every single day for, the rest of my life, I would have very, very unattractive feet, whereas my hands, it's like, there'd be some scars or whatever, but... You know, I'm just trying to.
But this is a new scar every 3 days. Or every day after 3 days.
Right.
You wouldn't really see it. And there's a lot of.
Yeah, but it.
After 300 of them a year, you might.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of buildup of scar tissue. Plus, you're always going to have to explain why you're so clumsy and always getting paper cuts.
I feel like I do that anyway.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I've paper cut like the webbing between my thumb and my forefinger probably once every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's pretty uncomfortable. So.
So my mom used to be a housekeeper, and she has cut herself on starched sheets.
Oh.
I could see that like sliding along the edges. I bet if they're starched enough.
Oh. No. No, definitely. So last night I was cutting some vegetables, and I accidentally cut my finger pretty deeply, because I was drunk cooking, and it was just a bad idea.
Yes,
just a really bad idea.
What with the
for everyone listening, please no.
Yeah, heat plus sharp objects, not a good idea.
Right. I was also making fried chicken, so like I threw the chicken in the pan of boiling oil, and it just started like splashing everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was a fucking hot mess. Anyway, this cut, I know it's probably a little deeper than a paper cut, but it is bugging the crap out of me. Like, I woke up this morning, got out of the shower, and it was bleeding again. It's like a huge pain in the ass that I'm going to deal with for a while, probably the rest of the week. Like, this is the worst thing that has ever happened to me, this cut on my finger. And I don't think I'd want to deal with it, just one of them every day. Like, I just want to stub my toe. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I think you would be in constant pain with the paper cuts, because... You would be putting your hands in hot water when you wash your hands or take a shower.
We all handle lemons, like, all the time. I'm constantly juggling lemons and limes and
just citrus fruits all over the place.
Jalapenos, jalapenos, just yeah, like it would just hurt. I would just be in constant.
I have a fresh potpourri of lemons and jalapenos in my pants.
Oh,
right now.
Yeah.
I look forward to checking that out when you get home, Joshua.
Ooh. Is that just your natural musk, or did you have to do that on your own?
Oh, I'm making a salad.
Oh, wait, so in your pants, are you gonna toss your salad?
Isn't that how you make salad?
Pants salad.
Pants salad, the most delicious of all the salads.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so this seems really easy for me. I'm going stub your toe. I do not want to be cut with paper.
Yeah, stub your toe.
Stub your toe. Danielle, are you going to be contrary? Did we convince you?
You know, I think I'm torn just because both of these suck so bad. And I'm just kind of like,
I don't want either of them.
But we had to have convinced you. We made solid arguments.
However, I just feel like I could tolerate pain on my hands more than pain on my feet. I have very
sensitive feet. What about the lemon juggling?
I'll get some friggin' gloves at Rite Aid. Sorry. I'll just figure it out.
So you're going paper cuts.
I worked in food service for a long time. Wearing gloves while I prepare food is probably something I should still do anyway, but I don't. So.
Jeez.
Yeah. I can deal with it. I can deal with pain on my hands. That doesn't bother me. When I stub my toe, it's like, it's heartbreaking. I know.
Okay.
Sorry, kids.
Okay. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris.
I'm just exasperated. No, that's fine. So, listeners, now when you see Danielle on the street, just give her a big old paper cut.
Because
apparently it's no big deal. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed things that cause a lot of pain. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. or tweet us at Tort Podcast. You can drop by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, please, please, please send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends. Do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. It really helps other people find our show. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.